But maybe he was too close to heaven, because when I came to his town, he had already died. And they had buried him in the glove and the jacket. He was just 10 years old. God knows, and I know, that he tried his best to hold on. But at least when he died, he knew that he was loved not only by his parents, but even by me. As a near stranger, I also loved him. In which all of that love, with all of that love, he knew that he didn't come into this world alone, and he certainly didn't leave it alone. If you enter this world knowing you are loved, and you leave this world knowing the same, then everything that happens in between can be dealt with. A professor may degrade you, but you will not feel degraded. A boss may crush you, but you will not be crushed. A corporate gladiator might vanquish you, but you will still triumph. How could any of them truly prevail in pulling you down? For you know that you are an object worthy of love. The rest is just packaging. If you don't have that memory of being loved, you are condemned to search the world for something to fill you up. But no matter how much money you make or how famous you become, you will still feel empty. What you are really searching for is unconditional love, unqualified acceptance. And that was the one thing that was denied to you at birth.